Welcome to episode 270 of After the Credits. I am your co-host, Marina Antunes, joined today.
Is it really 270?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I feel good.
Yeah, I know. I just looked it up. It's like episode 270.
Nice.
Viv Dispatch number one coming at you with...
Bill Harris, Green Screen of Death. How the hell are you, Marina?
I'm feeling pretty good. How are you?
This should have already happened, but real life, eh?
But okay, it's my fault. I've taken like 3 days off.
No, man, real life is real life.
It is what it is.
It has to stop, you know?
But we are here. We're like 10 days in. There's still a lot of festival left, so we thought we'd get together and talk about some movies.
Yeah, I'm tired today. It's funny, we walked out of a movie and Maria just looks at me and she goes, "You look like you're really tired." And I'm like, "I am. My body kind of hurts." The seats at these theaters, man, they're not good.
No.
And I've seen like 45 films, and I saw one that was like 3 hours in the Playhouse, and that film killed me.
Oh, well, yeah. Want to start with that one? Or you want to leave it for later?
We'll leave it for later.
Okay, sounds good. Well, what do you want to start with? I think maybe you've seen a lot more than I have.
Well, we might as well start with the opening gala.
Sure,
Did you see it?
No. I saw Adam McGoy and I'm like, I'll see it eventually.
Well,
special guest.
It's called Guest of Honor.
Oh, Guest of Honor.
I'm really not high on Egoyan most of the time. Egoyan's living off his reputation right now.
Yes.
And it's not, nothing has been good since Existence?
Probably.
Yeah. But
wait,
no.
That wasn't even him.
Oh, it's Cronenberg.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah.
But it's been a
sweeter
long time.
After.
Yeah.
It's a story about this food inspector and his daughter. And his daughter is a teacher she teaches band at a school, and she might or might not be doing bad things with students. It's a really boring film. The acting is good, but did nothing for me as a film. I wish nothing but the best for Egoyan because he's from my hometown. And he came into my pharmacy once and I filled a prescription for him. And he was actually shocked I knew who he was.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, but skip the Egoyan film. It's gotten really bad reviews at a TIFF and it got really bad reviews at a VIFF too.
Did he write it too?
Yeah.
He needs to maybe find somebody to write movies for him.
Yeah. The next movie, the new Quentin Dupuis film, Deerskin.
Oh God, yeah. I skipped this one. But
it's quite fun. I laughed quite a bit. About a guy who really just doesn't want people to wear jackets, so he kills them and takes their jackets.
It's almost as good as the rubber tire killing.
You're thinking, Bill, come on, more with the plot.
No, that's the plot.
He has a trunk full of jackets of people that he's killed, and he kills people with a sharpened fan blade and takes and takes their jackets. And scene.
Oh, I mean, it is from the guy that directed Rubber.
Yeah, so. the Demented Tire film.
Yeah.
I thought it was really funny.
And a lot of people have really enjoyed it. I just, you know, he's been very... he's an acquired taste,
yeah.
And he's not to my taste.
Plus, it's starring Jean Dujardin.
Okay, that's what the only thing that I really found interesting
Oscar
about this.
Oscar winner from The Artist.
Yeah.
Who was like this suave, like, hunky tux guy. He grew a giant beard, put on a bit of a belly, and just went for it. And
that's
he's
awesome.
Really good in the film.
That's awesome.
The subject matter is really stupid and weird, but come for his performance, it's really good. The real stinker of the festival, the new Jean-Pierre and Luc Dardenne film, Young Ahmed, which I'd heard really bad stuff about out of every festival, and it was true.
They have
lost it. The second film in a row, they've completely just not known what they were doing. It's about a young boy who gets ultra-religious, and it comes, everything you could think of that would make it really creepy and not good, they find a way to do it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just not a good movie. Avoid that one. Everybody did. There was like 100 people here for it.
Well, it didn't seem like anything for me, and I haven't really liked any of their movies.
They have won Palme d'Ors.
I know. But
it's weird.
They're not my style, so
yeah.
I skipped it on purpose. But.
So I think we both saw this before the festival, but I saw it at the festival too, so I'm going to count it. Parasite.
Oh yeah, like the best.
Yeah.
Second best movie of the year.
Yeah, I haven't quite figured out where I'm leaning on that yet because there's still lots to go. But
yes. So far it's my second.
Yeah, it's just When I first watched it, I just sat looked at my television for like 10 straight minutes and didn't like move.
Yeah.
I was so just blown away by its greatness.
I wanted to see it again, and I did.
Yeah, and it played so well here. Every beat that I thought would hit like crazy. Lisbon 3 sold out
stupidly
busy performances of the show, and they could have showed two or three more, and they all would have sold out.
So hopefully it'll do really well when it opens in like a week's time in Vancouver.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's probably the film of the festival.
Oh yeah.
Just from an audience perspective, so it probably will win. I would think the audience award. You never know.
Yeah.
It could be some out of left field film. Did you see By the Grace of God, the new Francois Ozon film?
No, I wanted to because I love Ozon, but yeah. I couldn't fit it in.
It's sort of like Spotlight, but lesser. But still good.
But still good. Ozon, he makes good movies.
Yeah, he's a good director.
Yeah.
There's lots of really good scenes in it. It's just really long. Oh. It's almost 3 hours long.
Oh.
And that's death at a film festival.
Yeah.
But I still really liked it. He's really good.
Yeah, he is. He's a solid filmmaker.
Tough subject matter, just like Spotlight was.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't really want to talk about it, but it usually makes for a pretty good film. Yeah. Lots of tension. And,
oh, good. I'm glad
it was good. The Lighthouse, the new Robert Eggers film, Willem Dafoe, Robert Pattinson. Going nuts at a light in the lighthouse. Shot in a really weird aspect ratio where everything is super tight, and it's almost like a character in the film.
So I still don't know. Did you actually like this movie?
I did. I really had to think about it. I had a lot of positive thoughts about it. I just didn't know how much I liked it. Because
mm-hmm.
it's very strange and very weird. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't quite know what I thought of it. But I came to the conclusion that I think it's really great. Just like The Witch, everything is perfect. This guy's on another level, this Robert Eggers guy. Everything is just like spot on. He shot it with really old cameras. It looks like shit, but beautiful at the same mm-hmm. time. The blacks and the whites are just smooth. Pattinson is maybe the greatest actor of his generation, and nobody thought it was going to happen, but fuck you, it happened.
From Twilight, people.
Yeah.
My hands are in the air, I'm thrilled.
And Willem Dafoe, the whole movie is just quoting sea shanties, being super weird and farting the whole time. And Pattinson goes nuts. It's fucking great. I really enjoyed it. But it's weird. You might not like it. Try it. I say try it.
I'm in.
I think come for Pattinson. He's great. Just Mercy, the new Dustin Cretton film, the guy who did Short Term 12,
mm-hmm.
which is a masterpiece. This is good. It's pretty standard stuff, but it's so well acted. Michael B. Jordan, Jamie Foxx, Brie Larson, all just doing great work.
Good.
And especially Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx is really good in this one. Almost award-worthy.
Yeah.
He knows when to like amp it up and not amp it up.
He's solid.
Yeah, he's always solid.
Yeah, he's always
solid. Michael B. Jordan, also, like Robert Pattinson, is one of the actors of a generation.
Agreed.
So, there's that. The new Terrence Malick film, The Hidden Life, which is on a short list for my favorite films of the year. And I'm getting killed for it.
Really?
People don't like Malick.
Oh,
I understand. He's made 3 really bad films in a row, and then he made this one, and it's like a return to form. But it's still a Terrence Malick film. It's really floaty. There's voiceovers. There's giant shots of wheat. You know, shit like that.
I'm in.
I know, but did you not expect that from a Terrence Malick film?
Well,
have you never seen any other of his films? The difference here, folks, is that this one has a script, and the script is great. A man who signs up, he gets drafted by the Nazis from his hometown. He leaves his farm and goes to the Nazi training camp and does not like what he sees. It's just not his thing. He's a deeply religious man, and he keeps on saying, why are we killing these innocent people? And he decides, I'm just not going to do it. And
conscientious objection.
Yeah. So everybody in his town and the Nazis just start to make his life terrible until he finally gets thrown in jail. And I'm you'll have to see the film to see what happens, but
Based on a real story.
Stunning.
Yeah.
It might be one of his best shot films ever.
Oh, that's saying a lot.
Ever. Because it's such a beautiful area in the world. Like,
yeah, that too.
Yeah, like it's all outdoors, and as I said, it has a script, it moves along, it actually has meaning. It's not just people spinning in the field of wheat, you know, like the last couple Malick films. I think it's one of the great films of the year. I hope everybody loves it, but as I said, I got a lot of crap for liking it. So, whatever.
But come on, your shit is definitive.
Totally. Glad you noticed that.
I know this.
You saw this one, so you can jump in on this one. And this one might be the harshest film I've seen this year. And I've seen some pretty harsh films. The Painted Bird.
Oh, so hard.
So it's legit 3 hours of a little boy getting his ass kicked.
This movie, man.
So along with the hidden life with the whole Nazi thing, this is the story of a little boy trying to escape the Nazis, trying to get home for 3 hours, getting his ass.
It's like every like snippet he meets some, every like 20 minutes he meets somebody new, and it's some new nightmare, and it just gets progressively worse, and you're like, after an hour and a half, I seriously thought, why am I watching this? This is so depraved. Yes, the human condition sucks. We're terrible human beings. Let's move on. I actually thought the ending was redeeming somewhat, but it's so painful to watch.
You're kind of just waiting there for a little bit of light.
Yeah, like and it comes.
It does, but a minute later, he gets something happens to him again.
Yeah, it's so. If you want your ass kicked,
but at the same time, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I don't know how he made this film. It's so hardcore. I was pretty out of it after watching this one.
Yep.
So if you have a chance to see it, that's a fair warning. It's not a nice film.
No, it's not an easy watch.
Lots of people walked out.
Yep.
Supposedly it caused a bit of a riot in Venice when it showed there. Big people. There's a certain scene involving a woman that I guess there was a massive walkout. And yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that. You'll understand when you see the film.
It's harsh. I looked away more than once.
Motherless Brooklyn.
Oh yeah. Edward Norton.
Edward Norton directed, written. It's good, but it's not great. It's fine. Some good acting, except for Edward Norton has like a facial tic the whole movie,
mm-hmm.
and it gets kind of annoying.
Oh.
But weirdly, you know, it disappears like in the pivotal scenes of the film where he has to do dialogue. Shocking. But yeah, it's good. It's got a decent Radiohead song in it that I've never heard before. Does that count?
That totally counts.
Yeah. Varda by Agnes, the last film from Agnes Varda, documentary about her entire film career, where she talks about the film she's made.
Did you cry?
I did. It's incredibly. Here's the thing. I didn't cry until the last shot of the film. You'll understand when you see it.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Okay, good.
Awesome.
I will.
Like, she knew how to. I swear, she knew what she was doing when she was doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's almost like she knew she was dying and she had to do this final shot and it fucking just destroyed me. yeah, so good. The new Ken Loach film, Sorry We Missed You, another great Ken Loach film. They happen once a year, pretty much. This one's not as good as I, Daniel Blake, but it's still pretty good. Lots of little poignant things, more stuff about class. That's more about people working for free, like after working 8 hours, working for another 4 hours and for free because their bosses are assholes and not paying them for it and stuff like that. He always has a really harsh message, and this movie is just as harsh as you think it would be.
Yeah. He makes really great movies about the working class.
He does. I think he's one of the great working directors, even though he retired 2 years ago, which is really strange. Jojo Rabbit is as good as you've heard.
All right.
Taika Waititi is great. he just knows what he's doing. This movie is so funny, and then so not funny.
How did it play?
It played really well.
Okay, good.
Incredible laughter. It's hilarious. It's got some really funny cameos in it. Waititi as Hitler is great. The little kid is great. Thomasin McKenzie from Leave No Trace is a goddamn star. She is incredible in the film.
That's awesome.
It's opening. Watch out for it. Little Joe from Jessica Hosner is the surprise of the festival.
Yes, that movie's amazing.
I didn't really know much about it other than I knew that she was a talent. I'd seen some of her films and liked them. This is like Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yes.
If it was done by plants.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say about it, because the less you know, probably the better.
The better, yeah.
But
agreed.
Just distinct body snatchers with plants.
Yes, an amazing design.
Set design.
Just, yeah. The score is stupendous. The score
freaked me out, man.
Yeah, it's so good.
So freaked me out.
Highly, highly recommended. But yeah, go in with as little knowledge as possible. It's super good.
The men's room made me cry like a little girl with a skinned knee. Supposedly people who saw me after the men's room, they thought I was literally in trouble, like I was crying so hard. It's a documentary about a men's choir, and their conductor is dying, and they have a really big show to play. They're opening for Black Sabbath. This is a real thing. This actually happened, and their conductor is dying, and it's all about them trying to get to this performance, and it freaking crushed me. And I don't crush easy.
No, he doesn't.
No, and it was, I loved it.
He does have a soul, people.
Yeah, it was incredible. I hope you get to see it. I hope it gets big push somewhere, because I thought it was incredible.
Does it have a distributor?
It didn't have one on the print, so I don't know if it did or not. But The Lodge.
Oh, I don't know if it was part because I was already kind of in pain from this mouth situation, or just the fact that it's really, really effective. I jumped more than once in this.
I know.
You were sitting behind me. You probably saw me go, whoa.
Yeah. From the two people who made Goodnight Mommy a couple years ago, which was also incredibly great, starring the incredible Riley Keough.
She's amazing. And she's always amazing.
Yeah.
She is like on another level.
Like, she is all over the map in this film. Just
so good.
Being excellent.
Yes.
I've been talking her up for years. She is great.
Yes, she is.
And the film is great.
Yes, it is.
It's just kind of lulls you a bit at the beginning. Not a lot happens.
And then it gets started.
And then, wow. This one opens in February, which sucks. It's not a February film.
No, it's not.
It's that usually means like the kiss of death. This is a great film.
Yeah, it's a really great story about somebody losing their mind, and beyond that, it's amazingly shot. Like, it's just brilliant.
Yeah, Waves, which was a late addition to the festival, the new Trey Edward Schultz film.
I'm so excited.
Guy who did it, It Comes at Night, and Krisha.
Yeah, he's great.
It's one of the best films of the year.
Oh, that's so great.
Don't listen to the comparisons to Moonlight. They're not even close. Different film.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. Starring Kelvin Harrison Jr., the lead in Loose.
Yes.
He's having a year.
Yeah.
Oh my God, is he having a year. He's incredible in this film.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's, watch out for it. It's opening soon. It's one of the best films of the year. Go in blind. Go in blind. Don't even watch the trailer. Just let it wash. The Death of Dick Long.
Apparently you laughed so hard.
It was pretty funny. Somebody called it Redneck Fargo. And it's kind of like that.
Oh, okay.
Just these two guys, they're at a party, and one of their buddies gets killed, and they're trying to cover it up, but they're just really stupid. Really stupid. It's funny. And I needed a good laugh. And I definitely got it. It's opening pretty quick. I think it's already open in the U.S., actually.
Oh, okay.
So you probably will have a chance to see it. Blood Quantum, the second feature from the great Jeff Barnaby.
Yes.
His first film, Rhymes for Young Ghouls. However many years ago, Maureen and I just...
2013, people.
Loved that film on a podcast.
Yep.
And he's back. The film's good.
Yeah, it is.
I'm kind of happy it hit, because my podcast partner, this was like his film of the year, and he came to this festival just to watch, more or less watch Blood Quantum, and I've never seen him so happy. We're standing outside the Rio, and I looked up, and Adrian was talking to Jeff Barnaby, and I was like, that made my fucking year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, and that's coming out soon, and in Canada on Shudder and Crave.
Cool.
But I think it's going to have theatrical before that. A couple more from me. We'll just go with. I watched a movie called Frankie.
Which was so lovely. Ira Sax is in the movie.
Yeah, Ira Sax, who's kind of an underrated director.
Totally.
Doesn't get enough love.
Agreed.
But probably should. Isabelle Huppert. Brendan Gleeson, Marissa Tomei, half of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was star.
It's just very lovely.
The guy who never works anymore, Greg Kinnear, was in it. Yeah, it was almost like, almost sort of like a story about a woman who knows she's dying, so she invites all of her friends to that's the farewell. I'm sorry.
But she also knows she's dying, and she decides that she's going to, you know, have a last hurrah.
And she's Isabelle Huppert.
Yes.
So she can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very lovely.
I was kind of waiting for it to do something more than it was going to do, but it's not that movie.
No, it's not that movie.
No, and I think it just works by itself.
I agree.
And I had no problem. That was pretty lovely. And that's it for me.
I don't have lots. Let's talk about Trust Machine, because I know you've seen it.
Yeah.
And then we can touch base on the rest on a later podcast. So, Trust Machine, the new movie from Alex Winters, who's been kind of he's been obsessed with technology for the last couple of years and made a couple documentaries about it. And this one's about Bitcoin. I've been hyping up this movie because I really, really like it.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about Bitcoin.
No, and I think it's interesting. If nothing else, it's super informative in a really entertaining fashion. So,
and if it can explain Bitcoin to a Luddite like me, then it's a good documentary as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and it's super watchable, highly entertaining, and you learn something along the way, which I think is really important.
Finish your list. Let's go.
Paradise Hills, which I actually really enjoyed, other than a really sort of terrible third act.
Yeah, the third act is awful.
Yeah, but I did really enjoy it up until that point.
I love the look of it.
Yes, I do. I did as well.
And I like Emma Roberts.
I really like Emma Roberts. She was really good. It was a good cast. It's just that third act hurt it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Clifton Hill, which I really liked.
I haven't watched that one yet.
So it stars Tuppence Middleton as one of the sisters that goes
like
back
her.
To yeah. She goes back to Clifton Hill after her mother passes, and she decides she's gonna redo the motel that her family used to own. Gets kind of complicated, but David Cronenberg is in it as well.
Nice.
As a podcast host, and I would listen to his podcast if he had it. It's pretty
good. So
great. White Lie.
Haven't watched that one yet.
Oh,
either.
Dude, it's really good.
Yeah, I've heard that. Zach said it was really good.
Yeah, it's about a young woman who has a small lie to raise money, and it like gets out of hand, and things just get complicated.
Is it like a GoFundMe or something?
Yeah, but she's like legitimately a psychopath, and the deeper things get, like the weirder things get. It's really, really good.
It sucks too, because you know that's happened in real life.
Oh, for sure. And the actress is amazing. She's really, really great.
Nice.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
Nothing else is worth it.
Wicked.
So we'll be back in hopefully a day or two with another update, because Bill's between now and then.
Why not?
And we'll have a couple of more good things.
The cool thing is this festival seems to be a little bit backloaded.
Yes, it does.
So there's still some really big films to go.
For sure.
I can't wait. And then we'll maybe do like a top 10.
Or whatever. At the end. Oh, for sure.
Maybe we'll bring Lisa with no last name in.
Oh, Lisa with no last name already texted me about the top 10. She's got plans, dude. All right. So stay tuned. Follow SoundGen69 on Twitter for Bill's updates, the Marina for my updates, and we'll be back with another podcast soon.
So we'll see you after the credits.
Yeah.
I'm Dale.
I forgot how we end this.
And then I'll go like Colleen, and we'll be good.